Welcome. Welcome to Being Fan Friends.
How fine are they?
What? I can't hear you.
I said, how fine are they?
They're so fine, they're going to do some bonus improv. Oh, Mickey, they're so fine. They're so fine. They do some improv. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Joe, can we get a suggestion?
Classy. Good, like, good song.
Your suggestion is unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
What do you think is unacceptable?
Well, this isn't really unacceptable. It just annoyed me and I thought of it just now. I already told Joe this story.
Is that why he's yawning already?
Yeah, he already knows what story I'm going to... I was at the gym, and someone... So, like, you have, like, mats and stuff for, like, when you're lying on the floor doing, like, whatever your floor stuff is. Whatever, that's your mat, right?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to wipe it down when you're finished so that it's clean for the next person.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the bench next to the mat, and somebody just, like, walks up, and they just, like... walk all over my mat. That's unacceptable.
They walked on your mat?
They walk on my mat.
It's like, I thought you were...
That's bad gym etiquette.
That's really bad. Like, that is... And I was just like, watch it has, like, I would... It would never in a million... And he did it to save one step. Because he could have just walked around me, and it would have been, like, maybe two extra steps. It was, like, crazy.
Did you say anything?
No. And then he did it on the way. It was just... We're just like, what... What are you doing? Like, when you pull that mat off the wall, that is now your, like, personal space. You don't touch it. I don't know where that dude's feet were. Like, he could have had a dog that he was playing with in the backyard, and the dog shit everywhere, and then there's shit all over his shoes. And then he walks over my mat, and I'm supposed to, like, lie down. That's where, like, I put my head when I'm doing sit-ups.
I thought you were going to say he sweat all over his mat and didn't wipe it up.
No.
But he affected... You.
Yes. If I saw somebody do that and they didn't wipe their mat, I would wipe their... I would think that's unacceptable too, but I would wipe their mat. And here's the kicker. You know why he walked on my mat? Or why he was going where he was going?
Fan of the pod?
To get wipes for his mat before he used it. Not for the end of his using it. He wiped it down before he used his own.
He cares about himself.
Exactly.
That's nice.
So he realizes there's value in having a clean mat before you lie on it.
Wow. Wow.
It happened like a week ago and it still is blowing my mind.
This is a week ago?
Yes.
It's a week ago today, actually.
Oh yeah, a week ago.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you. That is rude.
Thank you.
It's like, it's such bad etiquette to the point where I did that to Jenna's mat because we were working out together, just like one step. But I did it at like the foot and I was like, I felt embarrassed because I was like, oh, well, people don't know she's my sister and we're here together, so it's fine.
And I know that he doesn't have a dog that peed everywhere and he walked in
my
it.
My shoes are fine. And also I did it at the foot area.
Yeah.
I just need to clarify one thing with you guys.
Yeah.
Since I'm the only one here with a dog, you guys don't... think I go home and step in my dog's shit, right?
Not on purpose. But I mean, it happens.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility. Yeah. Also, they do pee everywhere. So then there's just like, you could theoretically get pee and you wouldn't know it.
Or not even just like dog material, but like when I like...
Walking around on the street.
Yeah, like my running shoes, like all... Like if I go for a run, like I'll go into the gym sometimes, there'll be like a little like dirt piece that like comes off my shoes while
I'm walking. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he's dead.
Probably is.
He is. I killed him.
Thank you. That's how you protect your sister.
And if he wasn't already murdered by Joe, he only did like two sets of stretching. So that's like, he's not out. You're not healthy.
Two sets of stretching?
Yeah. Like he just barely like...
He was there for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I was like, he's not working on himself the way he should.
What's the point of these mats? What do you do?
Just various, like anything you do. And like, I will lie on them to do my ab work.
Oh,
you do like if you're doing planks, you'll want to have a mat or something like that. Or like push-ups
or something.
So that
you're not directly on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thanks for explaining.
Anything that you would do on the ground, you just put a mat underneath you.
Hmm.
That's unacceptable to me.
No, you're right.
Thank you.
We'll be reenacting the murder of
the choking.
The audience needs to listen in order for that to be fun.
And now, improv.
Honey.
Yeah?
I finally did it.
Oh.
I deliberately stepped in crap, and then I went out.
Wow, you did?
Yes.
That's you've been wanting to do that for so long.
I know, and I have to say it felt incredible, and I think I really did my part.
Well, tell me everything. Tell me where you went. What'd you do?
Well, first I stepped in the crap. Real good.
Who's crap?
Well, the neighbor's dog.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Wait, which one? Samson or Delilah?
Delilah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
She's got better crap.
I agree. It holds up.
Samson, it's
inconsistent.
It's, yeah, inconsistent.
He needs more fiber.
He does.
Yeah, you can't tell them that.
No.
So anyway, I clogged around in it.
Good. Uh-huh.
And then I just started walking. And the first place I ended up was the Center for the Immunologically Disadvantaged.
Ooh, wow. I love that we live so close to it.
I know.
We don't need it. Our immune systems are amazing.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went in, did a couple figure eights.
Ooh, you must have looked so good. So elegant.
They were in awe of me. Their mouths were wide open. And when I started to hear coughing, I left.
Wow. Good for you, honey.
Thanks. The next place I went.
Yeah.
Was the assisted living facility.
Ooh, good place.
Yeah.
Again, I love that we're so close to it. We're never going to need it. We're going to be vital till we're dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm glad it's there.
There was a sign that said take your shoes off, but I didn't feel like it, so.
Good for you.
Yeah, I visited some people that I didn't know, sat in a chair, put my feet up.
And they just probably appreciated it so much. The company, they appreciated
tears. Tears of joy and gratitude. It was a great feeling, honey. You got to do this.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This is what the world needs.
All right, well.
I was thinking about spitting.
You were thinking about spitting?
Mm-hmm. At the feet of passersby?
Oh.
In the faces of babies?
I want to have that kind of joie de vivre.
It's freeing.
Let's do it. I want to do it with you. You've given me the courage.
All right.
I can finally join you.
Okay. Put your dirtiest shoes on.
Ooh, done.
Perfect. All right, let's go outside. Delilah?
Yeah.
Shit. There it is.
Uh-huh. I love that she does that on command.
I taught her well.
Mm. I love that you trained the neighbor's dog.
Someone had to.
Oh, I know.
All right. You're nice and covered?
Okay. Oh, I know where I want to go first.
Oh, where?
That all-white rug emporium. Should we go in there?
Oh, of course. We have to. We must.
Oh.
This is how artists are found.
How about this? Let's play a game of tag. Then we'll run all through there, you and me.
Brilliant. This is why you're my wife.
Tag. You're it.
Oh, steps.
Hey, you, get out of here.
Oh, they loved it.
Yeah, they loved it.
They loved it.
Oh, that was exhilarating.
Oh, my God. Babe, you're a natural.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Did you? I spelled out my name.
You did?
In the rugs. Yeah.
Oh, I wish I thought of that. I just didn't.
You just followed me.
Yeah, yeah.
So oh, my
so
name,
there's two
of my name.
Oh, man.
It's like I double signed my crime.
Oh, it's like signing your art.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
God, they'll remember this day forever.
Of course they will. Where do you want to go next? We still got some shoe goop.
Oh, you know what I've always wanted to do? Let's go to the NICU.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's find one of those really teeny tiny babies.
The tiniest baby.
Yeah. The tiniest one.
Okay, I'm there.
And I'm going to play Mr. Shoe Hands.
Cut to us getting out of the taxi that's now covered in poop. Thanks, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Oh, no. He loved it. He loved it. That was just supposed to be shouting noises.
It was.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah. I don't know what you heard. So, okay, here we are. I'm going to use my hand, my shoes as little hand puppets to entertain the kids.
Great.
Hey, kids.
Hey, I was born with HIV.
Oh, high five for that.
Oh.
There you go. Look how much happier he is. His little.
Today's his hand. The first day of the rest of my life.
Sure is.
Wow, babe.
Wow, was I just baptized? Nope. Still going to hell.
No. Oh.
God, we're doing so much good today.
I just love you.
Oh, I love you too. Where do you want to go next?
I don't know. We've pooped everywhere in town.
Well,
I mean,
Delilah has.
Yeah.
We're just her agents.
Yeah, we're like, who's that character in Dracula?
Dracula?
No. The one who does the bidding. When he's sleeping.
The Dracula's familiar? I don't know.
He's sure.
Okay.
I didn't marry you for your brains.
No, I know.
I married you for your
feet.
Poop spreading abilities. I don't know if we can top what we've done unless we have one last gig. But where would it be?
I don't know. The whole town's felt our presence today. What?
Let's go to a funeral.
Scene.